G'day everybody and welcome back to the Hardball Gets AFL show. Today it's the mailbag out of round three. Apologies, inundated this week. We won't be able to get to everybody's questions, but we'll hold over a few for next week. All right, let's get stuck in. This is the Hardball Gets AFL show. My name's Nick Rinn, joined by Xavier Ellis and Ryan Daniels for the mailbag out of round. I'm really confused about the rounds. What was that? Three.
You're flat because of the song. I could tell.
The song. Look, we've been over the song many times here.
You just don't come in with the same energy as
you used to. We had a decision to make. We got a quote back and it was either sack Xavier and get the song back or keep him around and keep rolling with the current setup.
And we still haven't made that decision yet.
No, it's still pending.
Why am I getting sacked?
Well, because you're the expensive
song.
One.
The song.
It's either you or the song.
I'm working for free and have been from the start of the year. And you know that.
Nick's got to sort those issues, mate.
No, there's a pointed one yesterday.
Your voices don't come through me.
So we might be getting the song back.
Well, gather around coming up. I need some bullets to fire.
Well, speaking of the song, there's been a serious development.
Right.
Okay, now we'll get straight into the questions. This one comes from Tim Newhouse. Tim Newhouse Music on Instagram. Hey, fellas. Absolutely love the pod. I'm a composer/producer. Oh,
it's not Fred again.
And if it is. Yeah, Tim it again. Tim again.
Tim again.
And if you're interested, I'd love to try and make you a new opening stinger song.
Poor old Josh has shattered.
Completely for free for you guys. And happy to do a few versions until you've got something you love that pumps you up like the old song did. No dramas if the crowdfunding gets up to get you the old song back. How is that going, by the way? Have we got any traction on that yet?
No.
It's a banger, but we'd love to help you guys out as you make me laugh on my long drives to work. From Tim again.
Good on
now,
you, Tim.
I believe that Josh has replied and said, yes, send us a song. Tim has given us, this is a demo.
And this is a yay or nay?
Well, he did say he'd make multiple versions.
Okay.
So we can try this out for a little while, and then maybe Tim, if it doesn't work, we can go again.
Yeah.
Let's have a listen.
Let me close my eyes.
Okay, go. Oh, that little bit of
I like the flourish.
You know what? I kind of like it.
I kind of like it too.
It's got the trumpet. Is it a trumpet? What is that?
It's a synth.
It's a what?
It'd be a synth.
It's a synth, mate.
Oh, yeah, but yeah.
What's it meant to? Yeah,
yeah,
it's
a trumpet.
It's meant to be trumpet-like. Yeah.
Thanks, DJ over here.
It's a synth,
Rin again.
Mate. No, I like that, Tim. Thank you.
How good is that from Tim? Jeez,
good on
you,
Tim.
Listeners.
Tim Newhouse Music on Instagram and probably Spotify, I'm imagining.
Yeah, Tim Newhouse Music.
All right, so should we try and add that to maybe...
Let's go for a couple of weeks.
Roll
We'll roll
let's
with
go
that.
It.
And we'll see if he wants to throw another one in there, if he's got the urge.
Yeah, if there's one that you're like, oh, this is the alternative.
This is the alt.
We could put it to a vote, a listener vote.
And then before you know...
A bloke's
before
just free in charge recorded an intro for us. You're like, yeah, if you want to just
Tim,
like throw a few more in.
No. Tim, here's what we'll do. Do 100 of them.
We'll buy him a box.
And then we'll start a tournament.
No. Yeah. We'll use it. We'll use it. But if he does send an alt in, the next Fred Again concert, I'll get up on the decks.
Yeah,
and I'll play both and we'll get a feedback there.
We'll get a feedback.
No, but we will use it, or if we use it, we'll chip in and buy him the box of beer.
Yeah,
I think that's right. Shout out the Fred Again concert. We love Baz. I'm not sure anyone's ever looked more out of place than Baz at the Fred Again concert. Baz on the side of stage.
I didn't get the Fred Again craze. Like, we play it on radio every now and then in the mornings.
Yeah.
And Sean, our button pusher, loves it. And I'm like, oh, that's cool. Awesome. Yeah. Like it. I did not realise
how
the size and how clever they were with their marketing around the concert.
Just turn up.
Well, it was like a social media campaign.
Yeah.
You know, Whispers. Awesome.
Love it.
Liked
Love
it. Let's go.
Thank you again, Tim. Thank you to Jack Carrington Jones for the Q&A pod. More of a statement, but commentators/media people that don't like score reviews because they take too long probably shouldn't be asking to review players out of bounds as well.
Yes.
Love your stuff. Yeah, I do always find it weird when people... do you think sometimes it's like the commentators just wanting to go home? Just get this over. And, I mean, you sometimes would you do like to just get out of there.
I would just love the umpires, the boundary, the goal umpires, to have some kahunas and just go, that's a goal.
Cool.
How many have we seen that are nowhere near...
They get reviewed on the way back to the... middle anyway, don't they?
Well, even if it's a... Whatever. I don't
know. Do you know what I'd like to do with a review system? Put a limit on it. Like... Each club captain gets three.
Yeah.
And you can and review
call for it.
So it's not every single one. We just
oh, like, can you imagine the last like 2 minutes of a game if they were holding him? Like a
it adds to
game.
The drama, though.
Everybody's
got no reviews left.
So
oh,
the NRL, the NRL have one review.
The captain's challenge.
Yeah, which I don't mind that. Yep. I think the goal umpires, I want them to back their ability more and stop wasting our time.
Yeah, I tend to agree. Joshua Biglin, I'm slightly concerned about how the Hungry Jack's Whopper goal will be officiated this year. I understand that towards the end of a match, a sub-50-metre goal will all of a sudden be deemed a Hungry Jack's Whopper goal.
What is the Hungry Jack's
is that a Hungry Jack's? I imagine it would be a West Coast deal.
Is
and
it?
It'd have to be. I know that Triple M have sponsorship at the ground, and when there's a goal, it rotates their sponsorship.
Can they for money out of that?
Not a lot of flashing at the moment. So
yeah, is that what he's saying? Because
I think it must
they're
be.
Not kicking a lot they're, of goals.
No one's going to eat. There's going to be burger
So is it meant to be from outside 50? Yeah. Cast
a
Whopper goal.
There's a Whopper
saying,
goal. But
yeah,
they're just
going to have to count
because there's only three goals being kicked.
Everyone
in
gets
game.
A Whopper.
Well, so
we're
this is Hungry Jack's getting a good return for no outlay.
This is a genuine.
Well, they're getting no return.
Yeah,
because they're not getting promotion because we've got no idea what they're talking about either.
There you go. Oh, hold on. He's still going.
Oh, he's not
asked the question. A son deemed a Hungry Jack's Whopper goal. But with avenues to goal being dicey at best, will the powers that be decide to go very early with sub-50-metre Whopper goals, knowing that we may be shut out for the second half of games versus top teams? Or will we see the first Hungry Jack's Whopper point or simply Jack's Whopper goal? Maybe Rhino can do some investigation, get an easy scoop to get back in form.
I actually like West Coast.
Back in form. I'm in good form.
They're very commercial, West Coast. The Whopper goal from outside 50, but they're getting Subway in for the sub 50.
Yeah.
There you go.
What about the Whopper point?
What about the Whopper goalless? Oh, it's small a Whopper goalless.
Okay, Alex Donnelly, RE, the Channel 7 Derby lunch pick, which you might have seen me post a couple of times
about
the Derby lunch, Andrew Dillon. Is Rhino getting a cut here? Given how much he is plugging it on Twitter.
Well, yeah, this part of your job. It's
and did Xavier tip anyone his horse last Thursday when it won?
I tipped the horse on air, actually.
Okay.
Yeah, so I tipped it. This horse, Cliffhouse.
Cliffhouse. Okay.
Good horse. Anyway, a bloke rang in and said, I've got a $600 or $500 debt at my local bowler, or $250, whatever it was. And I said in a segment, here's $100, but you have to put the lot on Cliffhouse at fives. Anyway, this is about 6 months ago, and it won at fives. So he went from 200 in debt to 250 credit.
Brilliant.
So now every time it runs and I think it's a reasonable chance, I spruik it on air and we've got a nice little following that slide in.
There you go. Cliffhanger. Love how he tells us.
Cliffhouse running Gundagai, I think, this Sunday coming.
Cliffhouse, not Cliffhanger.
Cliffhouse.
Gundagai.
Pre-Wagga Cup, actually. Running the Wagga Cup.
And given on the Derby lunch, no, that's a freebie.
Is it?
But it's
be.
Part of your employment, like, is
well,
it?
Well, I'm not working that day, but I am working that day, if you know what I mean. No, I'm excited to do that one. Andrew Dillon, I'm not going to go easy on him either.
So what happens if you went
I'm
up to
him all kinds of stuff?
No,
I'm going to ask him whatever.
What are you going to ask him?
Priority picks, stupid gather round,
how many
stupid opening round.
How many flags do you reckon Freo will win in the next 4 years? I think four, he's going to say.
Yeah.
It's going to be awkward when I have to ask about the priority picks and stuff with Don Pyke sitting.
No, it's not. You asked him last night. I thought it was a direct question.
Yeah, that's true. No, so it's a freebie. John Malici, can you please ask Zave on the next show if it was awkward when his kids met their half-brother in the Giants room?
Well, I didn't want to annoy him, to be honest with you. He was away, maybe doing like Fox or something.
He would have been doing something. Very good.
So, wasn't a big crossover.
Yep.
But no, it was funny. A lot of the Giants players, some of them knew Ted from the video with Joel Selwood, where he's going back and forth and blueing with Joel, and Joel was saying the Giants are shit, and Ted was like, Geelong is shit. Anyway, so they were very, very kind. But the half-brother, I didn't want to let the cat out of the bag with the boys.
They're probably a bit young.
Because I want three kids. And I think he's counting that as the third, which is going against me at the moment.
Okay, Nick. Oh, this is from Nick. It's not to Nick. Champions, please tell me why a send-off rule wouldn't work. I know the on-field umps couldn't make the call, but say there's an incident where someone's knocked out. Could the field ump send the offending player off into a sin bin for, say, 5 minutes? And then in that 5 minutes, the off-field ump, MRO official or ARC, whatever it's called now, can view all the footage and either bench player for the game or let them back on after five if there's any uncertainty. The player can then receive a further ban as normal, but the game they've already missed is taken into consideration.
I've always had the argument that why do the following teams get the reward of the player missing the game as opposed to the team that he's done the damage to. I've always... So you knock out Jai Simkin, Webster keeps playing and then misses seven, the next seven teams.
I've missed the other half of the email again. So he goes on to say, I just think it's going to hurt the team more to lose a player in a live game. I'd even go as far as to say that the player can't be subbed out, so the team is actually a player down. Would also add a bit of the live spectacle of the game. Also, please keep some faith in the Crom. It's a slow start, but we'll get there. The pleasure's mine.
I would say too, by the way, I wouldn't send him off for 5 minutes. I would have the umpire say you're under review. And the game keeps going for 5 minutes, but after the 5 minutes is up, if they want to, if it was deemed a horrible incident, not a tiggy touch, but a horrible, so you're not off for five because then it's like, oh no, nothing in it, you're back on. So that's a disadvantage. Yep. But after 5 minutes, like they do in rugby league again, with the head knock,
Hold everyone up.
No, you're still
keep
going.
Keep the game going.
But the umpire says you're under review.
Next stoppage, you're out.
Yeah, because it is hard.
We'll have a buzz in 5 minutes.
I think a lot of our rules take a lot more, like they're not as clear cut as some of the other codes, so it'd be hard to, some of them, is that actually a send-off?
Well, rugby league's easy now. If it's above your head, you're off.
Yeah, basically. Like, and if it's shoulder charge, like bang, like it's pretty clear.
Peter Dim,
both the shoulders you're off, I should say.
Peter Dimnicki, if GWS win the grand final, would this make it easier or harder for the Eagles to get Sam Taylor? What would they need to do to grab him, or should they keep going to the draft and saving cash for 2026?
Keep going to the draft.
I would say impossible to get Sam Taylor.
I would say very, very difficult given how good he is. GWS,
I'd go
not
further
stupid.
And say impossible.
Really? Impossible. Okay. Based on intel?
Just based on impossible.
Just
it's not going to happen.
There's a man who shaped his career.
Intel there? Or is that just you thinking that there's no way that they
I just think he's pretty content in Sydney.
Okay. All right, my ears pricked up a little bit there. Darcy Harding, hey lads, keep up the good work. Mailbag question for you. The last 20 All-Australian teams play off in a tournament. Oh, God, which ones make the grand final? Which one wins? We're going to have to push this to next week.
Yeah, we'll have I'll one have of a those ones with the Gary Ablett's and
we'll review
that. I'm going to have a close look at that question and I'll come back to you.
Yeah, like that's it. We've got one bit of homework each.
Yep.
Over, was it 20 years?
Yeah, 20. The last 20.
We have to go through the last 20 Australian teams and bring the team that you
to 2023.
The team that you want you want to play. You want to be coach of.
Yeah, represent your team.
Yep.
I'll be interested to see who if we all pick the same
Nick
one.
Nick will end up looking at the waffle team of the year or something stupid.
1999.
Last year.
I just thought it'd go a bit different here. And maybe, there's a Sandful side that was really...
The 1977 card with Stephen Michael. You know?
Yeah, there'll be something stupid.
Yeah, okay. All right, what do we got here? Josh. Hey, fellas, currently enjoying the weekend of Easter footy where a number of marquee games are being played, and seeing the turnout at the Dockers v Crows game, it got me thinking about the list of marquee games we have in a typical AFL season every year. This is the current list I could think of. Opening game, except this year it was played in round one, Carlton Richmond. Easter Thursday, Brisbane Collingwood. Easter Friday, Kangaroos Carlton. Easter Monday, Hawthorn Geelong. Anzac Eve, Richmond Melbourne. Anzac Day, Collingwood Essendon. Dreamtime game, Richmond Essendon. King's Birthday, Collingwood Melbourne. Notice the common theme? All except one involve two Victorian teams, and the one exception still has one Vic team. When is the AFL going to give a marquee match each year to two non-Victorian teams? No doubt it will get a good crowd, particularly if it involved one of the Adelaide or Perth teams. Imagine having a dedicated game each year on WA Day, for example, having West Coast play Sydney, or Fremantle getting the Len Hall game every year against the same opponent on Anzac Day evening after the Collingwood Essendon game. We'd get a packed house every year, and they wonder why a lot of non-Vic fans still accuse the AFL of Victorian bias.
Hard with the opposition, right?
Well, given that we've got
Adelaide, you have
given
to go
that
play
we've got a Vic
bias
guy
one.
Here who doesn't quite
see it. I would say opening rounds thrown a bit of a curveball into all that.
True.
Yeah.
Because there's a whole round of marquee games now too.
For a certain two states.
I would bring back Len Hall, and I think it would be a great little Essendon Collingwood into...
But who do you play otherwise? The other team who has to travel here every year? It's not their fixture, but...
Well, I don't know. Just pick...
pick anyone.
If that's a derby, like a Len Hall... But then it's
pick
not. Fremantle wouldn't feel like it's their game anymore.
Pick anyone. They've got to travel at some stage. Mm. So why wouldn't... if you're... I don't know, pick Marcus Bontempelli. If you're Bont and every year you're not going to play Anzac Day, but you're playing on Anzac Day with all the
packed off the stadium,
and the emotion behind it all. And
the other part of it too, it doesn't have to be at that same ground. So you go right this year, it's Fremantle versus
Port. I think same ground.
And then the next year,
you
get
the time. You got the time difference, so you go from one game into the other.
And then it's like another reason they like these big marquee games is a guaranteed income, bums on seats, right? So then
I'd happily have Freo do that.
I've got a good one here. George Riley. Gents, I've just ran past Xavier at Lake Munger with him having his phone tilted sideways whilst running. I dare say he's riding Jason Tatum for 25+. Were you running Lake Munger?
Yeah. Ran it again this morning, ran yesterday, ran Saturday.
But the phone's tilted.
Now, if that was Saturday, now someone did actually, and I'm not, this wasn't Lake Munger when I saw someone. I was walking around Lake Jackadder, and he walked past and flashed the Hardball Gets podcast to me. But that is a different instance, and that's correct. It was Saturday. I was running, and I was trying to watch. It was the NBA. I think it was Banchero to score 20.
Do you know what I do with that? Because you can actually just put the audio on. You don't have to watch it.
No, I need to see where the ball is,
mate. You need to see it.
I listened to the radio call.
No,
it was tight. It was down to the wire.
Okay.
But that's a good get. Yes, got me. And then maybe it was Saturday too, and I might have flicked to the races too at one stage. But didn't stop. I didn't stop.
Good. Same pace.
Good.
No, ran and watched. Very dangerous though when the dogs going across.
It's a 3.5K lap. How many laps do you get in there?
Two on Saturday.
Okay, that's a good run.
Two on Saturday.
How's your calves?
No, good as gold.
Really?
Yeah, finally.
The Beckenham boys.
Shout out Beckenham.
Hey, lads, hope you're well. Is Alex Pearce currently in the All-Australian squad? Also, I'm heading to Gather Round, and there's a lot of podcasts doing live shows. When are we getting a Hardball Gets live show? Thanks, fellas, from the Beckenham boys. We did discuss Alex Pearce's All-Australian mix.
Certainly in the squad. Certainly in the squad.
There has been a little whisper about a Hardball Gets live show. At the start of the year, someone mentioned it to me and said, it's possible, we're pitching it. And I was like, oh, well, thanks for letting us know.
That conversation didn't get any further than you, because me and Nick have got no idea what you're talking about.
We literally haven't had an update. Josh is laughing. He probably knows something. Do you know anything about this, Josh?
Are we doing
producer
this?
Josh? No, shaking his head.
What would you get, 20 people to sit and watch it? Is that what they to talk?
I don't know.
To talk?
I guess.
20 people or something?
I get the surprise.
We did some like West Australian footy launches. The first one was actually like right on the cusp of COVID. We needed like board approval to do it.
I hosted that one?
Yeah.
I think so. That one was at Blast
Brewing?
The turnout's actually surprising.
The sounding board do the big one at Wembley. Well, they've done it once or twice.
Yep. Joshie Gallup's done a few recently, the big crowds.
Yeah.
It's a thing.
But there's a live show, performance.
It's a good question, Beckenham boys. We'll keep looking into it.
I don't think there'd be enough interest. Let us know.
Yeah, there'd have to be a lot of interest.
Yeah.
$10 a ticket.
Nicholas Allen. Hey, guys. Seems like many people, including Zave, aren't sold on Jackson and Darcy playing in the same side, giving two rucks big contracts. Yes, Jackson is already in the top handful of rucks in the game, but given his attributes, I don't see why he can't become a great key forward while also spending around 30% of his time in the ruck. Is he missing anything in his game that would prevent him becoming an elite forward?
We're not doing this again.
I'm of that belief
The feedback I got off that video was pretty one-sided too, I must say, Ronan.
For God's sake.
We spent all of 2023 realising that Grundy and Gorn, the two best, couldn't do it.
Did you see the update on Sean Darcy?
No, what is it?
Just along me last night on radio. Looking like round five. We're both going to have to buy Nick a carton.
Yeah, but so you're out by ages.
Round five is Switzerland. No, I was round four.
That's 6 weeks.
I was round four.
I need to go back over the tape.
Yeah, I'm in the middle.
He's
get a carton each.
He's Switzerland round five. He did nothing and he's going to get two cartons.
No, but you have to come back to the twos.
I don't think you will. No, he said against Port Adelaide.
Yeah.
Round five against Port Adelaide.
Come on.
Old mate's winning.
Port Adelaide and South Fremantle Oval.
He's getting two cartons. Alex Paul.
He won't be then. Oh, shit.
Alex Paul. Gents, a lot of talk about West Coast cleaning out the CEO, fitness staff, new list manager. But can we see a scenario where both Simo and Gavin Bell are out the door by the end of the year? The footy program stinks, and I don't think Bell, who is highly rated, and I'm sure Zave knows very well, has the capacity to turn the footy program around. Thoughts?
It's going to be hard to survive this
Let you take this one, Zave, because you know both of those guys.
Did you say let me take that, or you'll take that?
Oh,
great. It's a sticky situation at the moment with the footy club. I think they've got, I wrote today, there's one player on the list of a young age who I'm confident is certain to play 200 games. That's Harley Reid, and that's based off social media.
I'd put Ruben Jimby in that class, but I think that's
jury's still out.
Okay.
200 is a lot of games. Jury's out on that.
Okay.
I think the list is in absolute tatters. Changes are going to keep coming. It's as simple as that, and where they are and who they are. Mm. But I think, let's say, how many departments are there in a football club?
Like marketing,
membership. I wouldn't be surprised if there was an overhaul in
everywhere.
A lot.
Yeah. Okay. Costas, love the pod and would, this is our last question.
Last question.
Love the pod and would like to thank the Big X. I am now a convert into the single fins.
Oh, good man.
Now, rumours running rife in Adelaide that Xavier may be joining his mates Jack Redden and Nick Nat and playing a game of footy for Woolunga FC in country SA. Club organising a stand for selling sports nuts rashies on the day. Please confirm or deny this is happening. Warm regards, South Oz with Coz. Is that... Are you... Have you signed up?
He has. Look at this. It's
he
happening.
Has. He's not answering the question.
I'm going for a bucks party.
And?
Oh, wait, so this is like this weekend.
Oh, I won't. No, that's a bit of fun. Jack Redden played football there last year.
Okay.
Great footy club, great people. We are not playing a game of football. Nick Nat can hardly walk, let alone play a game of football.
But are you going to?
No,
run on for 5 minutes?
No.
That's our question gone. But can I just follow up?
Great question.
Will you be at the game selling Sports Nuts merchandise?
No. Sports Nuts is closed down during winter, and then we just sort of bring it back together.
It's closed down?
Like, just...
It's an online store.
You still got to pay for a lot of, like, services and stuff.
Because you just hit pause.
Sit pause.
Okay. Yeah.
And then you reload the gun with a few other licenses, I think.
Okay. Oh, well.
Anyway, so enough
so
about
not,
that.
So you're not playing for Woolunga?
No, I won't play for Woolunga. They lost the grand final last year, unfortunately. They needed a big burly full forward in the end, and Jack and Jed Redden couldn't get it done.
Okay, gotcha.
All right. That's been the questions for this round. It's been the Hard Buckets AFL show. We'll see you next time.